Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of SteamRcast. This is going to be known as episode 5.5 because I don't think it's long enough to justify being a full podcast. It's only about 19 and a half minutes long. But whatever, we'll release it anyway as a little bonus thing for you because I think the content is funny. This is post-recording podcast, Connor, and I'm just here to inform you that the content of this podcast was recorded a long time ago. Around the time of the release of the PS4, I seem to recall. So just be aware of that. A lot of the content is old. Dan was just getting his braces in, which was a long time ago. I'm editing this in July 2014. This was recorded in 2013 at some point, I believe. So be aware of that. But it's funny stuff, so just take your mind back to those days of old at the time of the PS4 release and just enjoy it. I'd also like to inform you that there is a bit of a continuity error. This podcast is in two separate bits. One of the bits is recorded, the first like 10 minutes or so is recorded about 2 months before the second bit of the podcast, and you'll probably be able to work out where that change is. But yeah, so thank you for listening to me, and enjoy the podcast. Hello, and welcome to SteamRcast.
You did it again.
What?
You just like, I'm going to start recording, and I'm not going to tell you guys, because it's best if we
if it's spontaneous.
Know.
What? No, this time you actually saw it.
Yeah, but even so.
We're in the same room for once during a podcast.
No, this is the second time we've been in the same room.
Is it? Yep. Oh, it all blurs into one. Was I playing Faster Than Light last time?
Yeah.
I was probably playing Faster Than Light.
Now it's Civ 5.
Civ 5! 6 hours last night. I went to bed at 2 in the morning.
It was God.
Shit.
It was such a good game.
Dan managed to finally get Civ 5 working.
It's taken me months.
So, yeah.
God.
It was fun. We're wasting time because I've got some sausages in the oven. and that was not an innuendo. I literally have sausages in the oven.
The PS4 has been released.
We talked about this.
Yeah, but I'd like to say, Dan.
Some people are having some red line of death
problems. Have you bought a PS4?
No.
Have you got a PS4? No.
No.
Connor. Have you bought a PS4?
I have not.
Have you? No. I haven't got one. So that's made a major impact on everyone's lives, I feel. I feel that's
yeah. I would like one though.
I'm a PC gamer. I can't touch that console scum.
You can't touch it.
Even though I have an Xbox.
Yeah, and you use your Xbox.
But no,
not that much actually. I use it for Castle Crashes, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to consign yourself to being a PC gamer.
I am a PC gamer. Total Biscuit has everything, so...
Yeah. Well, that's his job, to be fair. TBF.
People are having overheating problems because they don't fill, don't put enough airspace around the thing. They get a red line of death and everyone's like, oh, it's just like the Xbox rendering. It's not, it's just that they don't put enough space around
Sony,
the console.
Sony did say, if you're a PS4 owner, and I don't even have one, but I read this on
congrats.
The Q&A. Congrats. B, you're a rich fuck, or you've won it in a competition.
And C, because all of the launch titles are terrible.
No,
they are.
You're better than buying an. You're better than an Xbox purchase.
No, because if you pre-ordered an Xbox, there's a small chance that you might have one by now, because they've released some of them early accidentally.
That's true.
Yeah, well, the PS4's.
And there was
out,
a guy
so.
On Twitter, and he got famous because he was like,
"Guys, I have an Xbox."
The number one source of Xbox information.
Because I own one.
And someone put up, like, the amount of space that you need for each game or something.
Good stuff. Good
it's really,
stuff.
Really cool. So,
But yeah, Connor, what were you saying from the official Sony statement?
You need to leave a bit of air around your PS4.
Yeah, don't be an idiot. Okay?
Don't keep it in a big box.
I mean, I got my PS4, so I'm gonna cement it.
I thought it looked cool, like a skin in it. Crate, yeah. You know, I'm like a builder, and I could buy a skin, but that cost money, so I just dipped it in the cement mixer.
Fucking bricks.
And now it looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
No, the only problem is I can't take out the disc anymore, so I have to play FIFA 14 for the rest of its lifetime. But oh well.
I'm doomed to forever play Killzone Shadowfall. No. It's no longer a PS4. It's just a Killzone box.
It's like an arcade though, isn't it?
I was really excited for Killzone Shadowfall. I won't lie to you.
Really?
Why? Is that the one with the people and the robots and stuff?
It's the new one.
Yeah.
The launch title for the...
The only the, real.
One of the only bearable launch titles for PS4 is Killzone Shadowfall. And it's...
Flower's coming out on PS4. Again,
Flower.
Re-release. Flower, such a pretty game, such a pretty game. And it might be released on PC, which will be nice.
Pithy.
Sure. I can actually play.
Oh, yes. Dan, when are you getting your braces?
I'm getting my braces Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Ooh.
From Tuesday onwards, we'll be recording non-stop in order to enhance the hilarity that will ensue after Dan gets his braces.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Can't talk properly.
I can't.
It's going to talk like this for the rest of everything.
I can't.
All right, okay.
I can't break.
Let's try not to be insensitive to people.
I can't. Yes, Dan.
With destruction catalyst, we would be referred to as the
destruction catalyst.
Right,
Dan, drop the destruction catalyst. I can't drop the ducky catalyst.
I'm going to destroy the house.
No!
With the destruction catalyst.
Dan, do you want the nuclear reactor?
Yeah, right.
So you're on the Wikipedia page for Killzone
Shadowfall. Dan is going to...
I'm looking at the game.
Dan's just looked up Killzone Shadowfall.
Yeah, great. Because if it's the game I'm thinking of...
I can now legitimately say that I've looked forward to Killzone Mercenary more than Killzone Shadowfall. Because even though Killzone Mercenary is only on PS Vita, it's got a cool gimmick to it whereby...
Cool.
Connor's in the room, therefore it's
because
cool.
Because Q's everywhere.
Yeah. It's a cool gimmick.
This
whereby,
is a podcast.
Whereby you're a...
Sorry.
You have a serious speech impediment.
You are a mercenary, and you, like, buy your own guns and shit. It's basically, like, Just Cause 2.
You mean Just Cause 2?
No,
Cause
sorry.
It's like Killzone does
sorry.
Just Cause 2. That's,
okay.
That's essentially what it is. On PS Vita.
Wow, guys.
Cool.
Wow. Guai, more like gay, which is more like you. Haha, sick burn.
Hashtag sick burn. Hashtag HMS sick burn.
Have you guys noticed that...
No.
Dan, do you want to not be a prick, yeah?
Have you guys noticed that Google has gone to shit lately?
Google
Plus. I don't
think
they have, because they own everything.
No, but they're just turned into money-making scum. Like,
Connor.
If you look on Google.com...
I think you should stop. Because
My sausages, we will be right back in due course.
They're on fire.
Yeah, this is the bit that's 2 months later. And we're back. Guys, did you enjoy your sausages?
I love...
When was that?
That was months ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've just eaten some delicious sausages.
Well, if you feed me, then I'll tell you how they work.
Go make more sausages, Connor. Go.
Nope. I have just the thing for this occasion. Wait for it.
Sausage in a tin? Eh. That's kind of horrifying.
There you go.
Oh, God.
There are...
Whoa.
White chocolate truffles.
Oh, my God. White chocolate.
Quality supérieure.
Why have you got such fancy things? What's going on?
Because...
Is that what you brought instead of donuts this time?
Yep, that's my donut.
The most fancy thing. How much did that cost you?
I don't remember.
What's inside that? It looks like grated cheese.
It's white chocolate.
You hope. Chocolate.
Okay, let's read to the consumer of this podcast. Finest Belgian truffles coated in white chocolate, brackets 50%, close brackets. White chocolate contains 28% cocoa solids minimum.
Oh, well, that's good odds.
21% milk solids minimum. And then there's a crap load of ingredients, including such lovely things as soya lecithins.
Doesn't sound dodgy, actually.
And it may contain traces of nuts and cereals containing gluten.
Ugh, gluten, right?
You should store them in a cool, dry place. Best before! When are they best before?
They are massively out of date, yay!
The 28th of the 1st, 2015. Let's crack 'em.
Crack-a-lackin'. So, guys, we're at the end of the Christmas period. How was your Christmas?
By the time this goes out.
Well, we're way past the Christmas period.
It's something to talk about. This podcast
began in November, and right now it is January the 3rd.
We're doing well.
Oh, why are you wrapped in. Ooh, hello.
What was the other half of this podcast? Was that when we were criticising
PS4 or something?
No. 2DS.
2DS. Freaking 2DS, man. Why?
Who even makes a 2DS?
Well, Nintendo.
Who even makes it?
Oh, well. Dan, would you like a white chocolate truffle? Fucking take one. Try me, bitch.
For the audience, they look like Connor described. They look like they're covered in cheese.
Creamy and moist. Well, not moist. Moist isn't the word. Soothing.
And today on Steam Arcade's food review, it's pretty
JD
good.
Gross chocolate truffles, original Belgian chocolate, with finest Belgian white chocolate. I think they really want you to know it's from Belgium,
and that it's actual chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Please believe us.
Yeah, Dan, you know how you were asking how much they cost.
Mm-hmm.
www.little-info.com.
Can we get this rockin'?
Smart.
Oh, little. Oh.
Let's go.
Oh dear. Let's free search for you, the consumer. Just how much these cost.
Ah. Welcome to Little, or welcome in by Little.
Bye, Little.
Bye, Little.
Why you know UK? Why you know UK?
It isn't. Great Britain, it's Great Britain. Man.
Of course it is.
Come on now.
This week's offers are on Bernard Matthews Crispy Chicken.
Are we not just a Matthews sponsorship?
I reckon we should record this. We are recording the Little page.
In my lifetime, you would get bird flu from Bernard Matthews. So, no.
I was going to say, 150 chicken, like a pack of chicken for 150. I'm not
Dan,
really
would you
sure.
like another truffle?
Oh, I might.
Whilst we get to the bottom of where they are from.
And how much they cost.
Oh, 53 frames per second on the Little page.
On the Little page.
Intense little action here, direct to you.
Thank you for watching a little.
Give me some product information, bitches. Manual? Reviews and awards. Sorry. This is all wine.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting stuff, really.
Chocolate cake. Are your white chocolate truffles, damn it?
Can you not search little white chocolate truffles into Google or something and just expect some sort of response?
So, Dan, what are you playing?
I'm playing the Aurora Wager, which is a balloon game, and it's going horribly. Oh, wow. Okay, things have just clipped in. That's quite the render distance you've got going here. Yeah, it's not going well. It's not
Cola and lemon lollipops. Let's whack that up.
This is a bizarre experience.
Ooh, look at that giraffe. Isn't he so fucking happy?
I'm sorry, but are we really going there with this?
We're not going there with that.
Are we not going there with that?
Strawberry jam! Smooth fruit spreads. Did you know that you could get this much stuff at Lidl, Connor?
I did not.
You did not. You were unaware of this. Let's look at that fish fact file. Dear customer, here at Lidl, we aim to promote healthy eating. Therefore,
we are
offering a range of the very best quality fish at low affordable prices. It's not really much of a fact file, it's more of a... We've got some fish.
We've got some fish!
Fish fact encyclopedia.
Oh my god.
They're telling you all about the fish.
Okay. The wild Alaskan pollock is related to the Gadidae fish family and has many similarities with the codfish. It can grow up to 80 centimeters in length and can live for up to 15 years. Dan, did you know that?
I don't care. Dan is doing
quiz questions. How many eggs do you think female wild Alaskan pollocks spawn each year? Quanah?
15.
They spawn between 500,000 and 15 million eggs per year.
So I was basically right.
I was closer. Thank you very much.
Still about right, isn't it?
Why don't we look at, what is it, macro or something? What was the one that was decided that it was restricted earlier this year? The one where they were taking it off and offering replacements.
What? I don't know what's going on.
The fish.
What fish?
Earlier this year was kind of taken off sale, so mass production.
I don't know that.
There was.
I'm unaware of this. Sorry, let me.
So we've just investigated accidentally the wild Alaskan pollock because Dom couldn't find truffles.
Oh, and shark catfish. What do we know about shark catfish, Dan?
Well, they're sharks and catfish. Boom.
Is it that their capture weight is of about 2 kilograms after 8 months?
I didn't know that.
And that the low-fat, white-coloured meat of the shark catfish is suitable for steaming, frying, and grilling.
Dom, play some Just Cause 2 with Dan.
I can't run Just Cause 2. Oh, but on here, I can.
Hang on, wait, no. Because Scribblenauts is done. And the transfer is done.
Definitely. We will see you in the future.
Maybe in a few months' time, who knows? Who knows?
Who even?
You've been listening to Steam Arcast, the official podcast for Steam Arcade. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Steam Arcade. And also, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Have a good morning/afternoon/evening/night. Delete as appropriate depending on your time zone. Goodbye.